G'day, Richard. How are you?
Good. How are you, Andy?
Yeah. Just reminding you, you're listening to 3CR Breakfast and you're with Annie. And yeah, Richard Swain, you have a very interesting title. You're the Indigenous Ambassador for the Invasive Species Council, which is a fascinating thing that people may not be aware of even existing.
Yeah, that's true. The invasive species are the largest, or the current biggest threat to extinction of our native species.
Yeah.
I'm very proud to be an ambassador for the Invasive Species Council.
And the big battle that's on at the moment and continues for you in particular, and it's documented in a film that's going to be on at the Melbourne Documentary Film Festival. It's going to be on the 23rd at 5 o'clock at Nova, and you're going to be there. But it's called Where the Water Starts, and this is looking at the water sources, the headwaters, in fact, of the Snowy, Murray and Murrumbidgee rivers, and how important it is that they be protected.
Yeah, that's right. For me, it's about culture. I believe we're doing the things we're doing to Australia. You know, things like killing the barrier reef because it's in our culture to do so. And if it wasn't in our culture to do so, it wouldn't be happening. So for me, the battle of the feral horses in the mountains, it's like the Donald Bradman of that innings where Australians prepared to destroy country and send things extinct just for their hobby. And so for me, it's a cultural battle.
Yeah, it's fascinating because in this film, it talks about the Brumby being seen as an avatar of white belonging.
Yeah, I think it's colonial. I hope to think that it doesn't matter what your genetic makeup is, that you can consider yourself an Australian and you can become a responsible custodian of the land, like fulfil your obligation as a current custodian.
Well, you would think so. In fact, when I spent a lot of time, about 6 years, living in the bush, not as far up as that, but I learnt a really lot by living in the bush, you know, like the sound and the, everything about just being there taught you a lot that I'm convinced people who are making these decisions have no connection. And you talk about healing the country with Aboriginal connection plus the best of science.
Yeah, I believe the landscape now has changed and so much has happened in two centuries. And I believe that it's all of our responsibility. So we need the best of regenerative science. We need all of us to go forward. But we do need to form a love and connection to country and to be feel a part of the place as Australians, which currently we do live very avatarish upon this continent.
In this campaign to deal with the destruction of that environment through the introduction of these wild horses, there was a bill passed in the New South Wales Parliament at the behest of their Belaris, the National Party leader, using the most extraordinary terms that the Brumby is a heritage animal that deserves protection. And the people who came and demonstrated for this bill were saying things like, hands off our bush. I mean, it's a really strange sense of entitlement, isn't it? And they were very personally attacking of you.
Oh, it's been really horrible, the attacks. It's a battle Australia has happening. It's a battle of culture. Do we want a culture that is not connected and is destroying the place, or do we want one that is connected and loves the place? It's happening fast, like a lot of things around us, and I couldn't believe it when they decided to basically destroy the mountains for their hobby. I based on a fictitious poem and a fictitious movie, which I just couldn't believe how shallow and how disconnected and horrible that was for country and for those species up there.
Also, it's a very bullying culture too, isn't it? You're like, you will do what I want. You can't tell me what to do.
I grew up at home in the mountains, and I knew that, you know, the colonial crowd thought they were it when it came to country, and I knew that the Snowy scheme was looked up to as if it was a god. But, you know, I was reared with the truth about landscape. But I guess I didn't realise. Social media, I think, taught me just how full on it can be and how people will behave like a cornered cat if you're, you know, if they feel that their identity is being, you know, attacked or expose the truth of their identity, that it is based on fiction, they really don't like it.
Yeah, it's interesting that in the film it actually deals with this. It's Bruce Pascoe says it. He says it's not about identity; it's about the environment.
That's right. Yeah. So these minority groups have got away with this for a long time in Australia. It's like, does anyone really think Mick Dundee was the bushman and the blackfellas were his sidekicks? I mean, we need to form a connection to this place before we wipe everything out, basically.
Yeah, it's a call, isn't it? You say something. This film, where the water starts, is a very fine film because we're given the gift of walking with you in country. And you say something really interesting. You say you remember a more alive world.
Definitely. I think whether you're, you know, 1 minute old or 100 years old, you've seen nothing but a decline in the natural world in your lifetime. And that's the truth. So I think if you were to ask this country and its species, if it's had one good minute in the last 230 years, you know, I don't think many people would be surprised with the answer, because we all know the truth. We all know what's happening.
It worries me that it could be done in such a short amount of time. And the opening of the film is about the statement about greed. It's this mismanagement of country is about greed.
Yeah, well, Mandy and Fabio were following around with a camera and I was just showing them parts of country, and then the film I introduced them to other Aboriginal people in the area who I thought would have something to say, and so that's how the film came about. That they went and interviewed the people I introduced them to, and it is a perspective on country that I believe is an invitation for modern Australians to take up.
You're going to be down here on the 23rd, and you're going to be part of the Q&A at the Nova at 5 p.m. for this film, Where the Water Starts. I have to say, it conflicts with an event we're running, but it is a very important film.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I will make it down there. We've tried to make it to as many screenings as we could. It's an important issue because there are a lot of issues out there, but they're all interlinked with our culture, and that for me is the core message.
Yeah, I think so too. I think it's all about this. It's all about country. But what you're trying to tell people is that what's going on at the headwaters is part of the reason for the destructive fires, for example.
Oh, Yeah, I got interviewed the other day about fire practices, and I said, well, everyone's talking about we've got to burn country.
Yeah.
Nobody's talking about we've got to put water back in country. I would have thought bringing back water and swamps and springs and regenerating the sponge that this country used to be would be, if not more important, at least as important as continuing to burn things.
You know, it's that thing, you know, of culture. You talk about cultural. This business about Western culture and thinking that it can control nature, that its job is to control nature as opposed to live with nature. It's so foolish. It's so hubristic.
Yeah, very true. But not. I don't want to be a hypocrite. I'm going to drive to Melbourne in a car.
Yeah. I understand.
So I see the few, it is about us trying to fathom this modern lifestyle in a sustainable way, trying to look for a sustainable future. Because I'd rather look for answers than just come up with arguments, but no solutions.
As you said, it's not about identity, it's about environment.
Yeah.
Mm. Thanks for spending some time with us this morning.
Well, thank you for having me, and I hope Melbourne is a good showing. Every showing has been more and more meaningful so far. It's been really good.
Yeah, good. Okay. Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Annie. Bye.